the better. But I want you to know that God is you are storm proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there.
Let's go. I got friends and we can do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. All the
brothers sing this song. Yeah, the girl in the sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. And today's a new day, yeah. Baby, where are my blue skies? Where is it all in the joy that you promised me, damn, it's all right. Almost gave up.
Yeah. When you can't do nothing else. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley on this thankful Thursday. I'm excited about the Word of God. I can't wait to get in it and be thankful. Everyone can. I'm so thankful that we have people who love God, like God said to love them, based on his word. That'd be our guideline. But right now, we're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would give us a word of prayer. And while she's getting ready, I'm going to also ask Pastor. I think she knows about four of the 6-7 Greek words that pertains to love. I'm going to ask her to get ready and come forth with that. And then we'll get into Thankful Thursday. Just be led by the Spirit. But right now, we're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all the listeners. Praise God. I love that selection you played. We always look so much better when we smile, no matter what we're going through. And because if we're going through a bad time, we're smiling, we're showing the faith. Praise the Lord. In verse 5, 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, it says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for another perfect day and for him opening up my heart and my consciousness enough to receive the word of God. I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for our pastors, both Pastor Bell and Pastor Beasley, that they continue to stay obedient to the word of God so they the Holy Spirit can come in and give them what it is that they teach us on a daily basis. I'm thankful for that as well. I want to pray for those who asked us to remember them in prayer, those who are shut in, those who are bereaved, those who do not realize they need prayer yet, and for those who are working out of their heart to try to bring the Word of God, the truth, the revelation to others, whether it be family members, strangers, or friends. I thank God for all that he has given me, all that I've gone through, whether it be good or bad times, because you can't appreciate one without the other. And I want to thank also Evangelist Renee for all her wonderful sandwiches and that she gives us on a broadcast. I want to bind anything that will come in between this broadcast in the blood of Jesus. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon, for that beautiful prayer. I'm excited, brothers and sisters. Today is Thankful Thursday. And I'm so thankful that I'm so thankful about a lot of things. But one of the things I'm really thankful for is how well Pastor did last week on that word love. And there was anyone would like to have a copy of that. Let me ask Pastor, is it possible for anyone else to get a copy like you sent me for the broadcast last week?
I can check the email, and I could send it to you, and you could forward it to them. I want to say we could do it like that.
Okay, that'd be good. So then I'll finish my announcement. If anyone would like a copy of last week's messages that Pastor did, so eloquently and so beautiful and so just anointed. Just let me know and we'll get you a copy. Okay. Thank you so much for that, Pastor. And what she's going to do now is ask Pastor if she's ready to, well, I'm going to leave it open first and then we'll get into this love thing because I'm pretty sure once we get into it, there'll be a lot of others that comment on it. But I'm just thankful for that. That's why I was letting you all know. I'm thankful for the love messages that she spoke on last week. Okay, so it's open for anyone who want to be thankful for whatever. We're open for you. Just press one and we'll let you in. And anyway, hallelujah.
Yes, praise God. I'm thankful for the scripture I just read, 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, because it allows me to apply it to any situation and to everyone, and it helps me to remember where my faith should always be, just there and there only, not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And I'm thankful for that, and that scripture has helped me so many times. It's helped me to recognize the difference between living and thinking in the world than living and thinking in spiritually, and it's helped me to appreciate people in a different way, because the truth is that we only need to put our faith 100% only in the Word of God.
Amen.
Only in the power of God and not in men. It helps me because I'm just super sensitive, and so that just allows me to see things from a different perspective, you know, to let people, so to speak, to let mistakes or easier to forgive if you understand this scripture. Praise the Lord. That's what I want to say. So it's helped me in so many different ways, and I'm truly thankful for the scripture. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? That is a beautiful scripture. Like Evangelist Sharon, it helps me too. Because the scripture says what things, well, actually says, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. So the spirit that we have received is not the spirit of man, but we'll receive the spirit of God. So when he's talking about man, he's talking about the world way of thinking and the world way of doing things. That's man, not an individual man, but man's system. So when he's talking about man, he's talking about man's system. That's why it's so important, brothers and sisters, to understand St. John 17, because it says, and 17 says, sanctify thyself through truth. Thy word is truth. So the thing that sets you apart by you abiding in this truth, which is the word of God, then you come to the knowledge to know who God really is. And that's strictly the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Anyone else?
Praise God. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else like to? Okay. Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
Pastor Ben. Okay.
Yes.
And I'll just say this to those that may not have been following us. But this week, we're talking about restoration. We're talking about restoring. And I want you all to understand, what we're talking about restoring is spiritually, putting us back to where we were before the garden, when God had said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. That's the restoration we're talking about, a total restoration, mentally, spiritually. And the physical part is going to come, the scripture says, when we will even know as we know, but it's just so much other stuff that has to be restored. You can look at it like a car. You know, when you're doing a total restoration of a car, it's not cheap. Because the parts you're doing now, depending on what year it is, but if you was trying to restore a 1950 car, they don't have those parts, so they have to be specially made. It costs more. So it is with us. Restoring us back to what we need to be walking with God, operating in God, there's a lot of work, brothers and sisters. Not get born again thing. It's not just, oh, just confess Jesus Lord and you saved, like some of the people teaching on the radio and other places. Oh, if you're just saved, you know, Jesus the Lord, you automatically say, that's a lie. There's a lot of development. You have to continue in his word. John 8:32 says, if you'll continue, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But see, most people, they just want to start, but they don't want to continue. This is a process. And not only that, it's a development to really get to where God, one of the areas that we want to be restored is so many areas, but you want to start with the mind, because the word restore really means to renew. You want your mind to be renewed on the word of God. That's not a one-time thing. That's an ongoing process. It's to get that new mind that God promised us because we are part of a new creation. See, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Where that new creature or new creation need new things. And the way that happens is through restoration. And well, we're going to talk about the various things and areas we're going to be restored. But one of them have been the mind. We're going to talk about being restored in love, because that's the greatest one right there. And you all will see this about the end of this program, broadcast. Is in the ancient Greek philosophers, they identify 6 to 7 forms of love. That's where I should put it. And Pastor did 4 of them last week, and we'll throw in a couple more this week. So, Pastor, if you like, would you like to share what they were?
Yes, Pastor. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. I have enjoyed what I've heard thus far. Praise God. So when we're talking about the 4 types of love in the Bible, the first one is Eros, A-R-A-I-R-O-H-S. Amen. And that is the Greek word for sensual or romantic love. And it also said love in the form of eros seeks its own interests and satisfaction.
Yeah.
And then the next one is storge, and it's family love, the affectionate bond that develops naturally between parent and children, brothers and sister, and that's the storge love. And then this next one is, the pastor has to help me on this one, philia. Did I pronounce that right, Pastor? Okay. And this type of love is intimate love. In the Bible, that most Christian, so that's that intimate love. And the last one that I have is agape. It's the highest of the 4 types of love in the Bible. And this term defines God's immeasurable, incomparable love for mankind. Agape love is perfect, unconditional, sacrificial, and pure. So those was the 4 that I have. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it because, like in the book of First John, that's where I was at in most of the lesson last week, and it talked about that type of love, and it's also one of the fruits of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. It said the purpose is to grow the fruit of love within us. Mm-hmm. So we desire to seek the highest good of others. And also, so we obey God. And I thought that was just so profound, because you have to love, and that love, the godly love, not the world type of love. That we hear so much. Well, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. That's the worldly type of love. So you have to go beyond that, because if we're talking about loving unconditionally, loving whether you like that person or not. You got to love. You know, you may not like their ways, but you still got to love that person if you say you love God.
Amen.
So my scripture I got from 1 John 4, 11 and 12, and also verses 17 and 18. So I'm just going to read it from the Message Bible and then let Pastor take it from there. But we're talking about that love, the love of God. It says verses 11 and 12. 1 John 4 from the Message Bible reads, "My dear friend, if God loved us like this, we certainly ought to love each other. No one has seen God ever. We love one another. God dwells deeply within us." I mean deeply within us. Mm. "And his love becomes complete in us." Again, "His love becomes complete in us, perfect love." And then when you go down to verses 17 and 18 from the Message Bible, say, "God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God and God lives in us. This way, love has the run of the whole house, becomes at home and mature in us, so that we're free of worry on judgment day. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ's. There is no room in love for fear. Well-formed love banishes fear, since fear is crippling a fearful life. Fear of death, fear of judgment is one not yet fully formed in love." So it's saying that if we have that type of fear, we're not fully formed in the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we want that love to be, that agape love. Amen. Now back to you.
Okay, thank you so much, Pastor. Since we don't have a lot of time, and I'll teach on this, maybe even next week we'll really get into it. But one of the things I want to make mention, since we're talking about restoring, God want to restore the kind of love that he has. How do I know that? Okay, we're going to read a few scriptures. Now, when you say agape, the root word for agape is agapo. There's two parts of that word there. For those that are following along, there's two parts of the definition for the word love. And since we only have this one word love, we have to go back to the Greek and have to go back to the Hebrew to really understand what God is talking about here. And in that root word for love is agapo, that comes from the Greek word agape. There's a two definitions. One of them is unconditional, and the other one is a nature, is a person. is, for a better way of saying it, what manner of love is this that the Father hath bestowed upon us? I'm going to try to read this. I think it's over there. And I'm going to say it's in 1 John, and then I'm going to show you all the difference. 1 John 3, 1. Let's do 1 and 2. Well, let's do 1, 2, and 3. How about that one? So, Evangelist Sharon, can you read 1 John 3, 1, 2, and 3 verses?
Yes, Pastor. That was, I'm trying to get to it here. Okay, that was 1 John 3, Pastor?
Yes.
Thank you so much for repeating that. I appreciate it. 1 John 3.
Yeah.
And that's 1 through 3.
3.
Thank you very much. I apologize. Mm-hmm. That's my fault. I was driving. I had to pull over. Okay, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, what marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously, because it has no idea who he is or what he's up to. But friends, that's exactly who we are, children of God. That's only the beginning. Who knows how we'll end up? What we know is that when Christ is openly revealed, we'll see him, and in seeing him, become like him. All of us who look forward to his coming, stay ready with the glistening purity of Jesus, of Jesus's life, as a model for our own. Amen.
Crazy. So what manner, in other words, what kind of stuff God done put on us? What has he really gave us that he didn't give anybody else? See, once you get born again, brothers and sisters, that opens the door for God to bestow. To bestow is to put on you. So what kind did he put on us? The same kind he has. Well, what kind is that? I'm glad you asked. It's the agapo kind, which suggests that not only without condition, but his love is who he is. The Bible says, you can read this, 1 John 4, 8 is one of them. It says that, and what Pastor read a moment ago, it says, for God is love. That's what he is. You want to know what he is? He is love. So I don't want y'all to get confused with Galatians 5, because Galatians 5 says that the fruit of the Spirit, one of them, is love. Mm-hmm. That's one of the byproducts. but the tree itself is love. See? Yeah. I want to make sure everybody getting this. See? Mm-hmm. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentle. See, these are fruits of the Spirit. But the love tree itself is God. That's God's nature. God is love. So that's the kind he puts on us. That's the kind we're being restored with, the God kind of love, the kind that he, that sanctify us through his truth, the kind that causes us to act like God, lay down our lives for the brethren. The greatest love you could ever have is to have the agapo, which is the God kind of love. Now, I know some people want to have agape, and it's okay, brothers and sisters, because it's a process. Agape, for those that don't know, I'm going to make sure you get a clear understanding. It's like John 3:16-17. I'll let y'all read this in a moment. John 3:16. Well, if you have, anybody have that, John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world. Anybody have that? If not, I go do it.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, John 3:16-17, please.
Father, praise the Lord. It reads in the King James as follows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world of condemn the world, but that he... but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, this is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son. And this is why, that no one need be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God did go to all the trouble of sending his Son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help to put the world right again. Anyone who trusts in him is acquitted. Anyone who refuses to trust him has long since been under the death sentence without knowing it. Amen.
Amen. Now, I want you all to understand.
Amen.
I know what preachers teaches, and I'll get with all that. But this is conditional, brothers and sisters, for you to have eternal life. This scripture is actually conditioned.
Yeah.
It dealing with the flesh, it's not unconditioned. Okay, how do you know that? God gave his love for the world, and he says this, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So it requires you to believe. That's conditioned.
Yeah.
He gave his Son. So the condition for you to have eternal life, you got to believe, you got to do something. But
yeah,
over here in St. John, I want y'all to see the difference now. First of all, he started off by calling us his children. Why? Why is that so marvelous? Why is that so awesome? Because God bestowed upon us. He gave us this love because of obedience. Because we follow his word, live in the word. So now he's going to put on us. In other words, you know how once you go into the military, I don't know if you've ever been into the military, you enter into the military, but as you develop, you begin to get different ranks. So they put stripes. They give you promotions. They give you different rankings. They put stuff on you. So that's what he's talking about. He bestowed this. You join the army, but then there's other to become a five-star general. It's bestowed upon you. There's things that God bestow upon us. And this love, because you already have love and you already have God love, then God put his kind of love on you. What is that? See, I want you all to see this. This is so, so important when you're dealing with love, because if you're not careful, the world want to say, oh, I love like you love. I love like any Christian. And see, most Christians want to say, oh, they love like God, because they read it, but they don't understand it. And here's the revelation. Like in 1 John 3:10, and in this right here, the children of God are manifest, made known. The children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteous is not of God. See, so you got two of them here showing love.
All right.
So God called us his children. But whosoever keepeth his word in him ever and even the love of God perfectly, hereby know we that we are in him. See, when you're in love, and when I say in love, I'm talking about being in him. Why? Because of 1 John 4:7, that we've been born of love. Interesting. See, once you're born of love, then you become, that you're taking on the love nature. It's not like the spirit of love, brothers and sisters. And there's a big difference here. The Bible says, he that loveth and not knoweth God, for he is love. God is love, brothers and sisters. It's just like I was sharing with somebody today, a pastor, your nature is a female. My nature is a male. So when I say she is a woman, that means that's your nature. That's who you are. You can't change that. See, that won't change. You were born a woman, and you're going to die a woman in the flesh.
Amen.
And I don't care. You can be what community you belong to. It don't matter. At the end of the day, you born a woman, you can have everything change. There's some things you can't change because that's your nature. That's who you are. Just like a man. A man is born with certain things that a woman does not have. That makes him who he is. That makes him his nature. So it is with God. The Bible says God is love. It says, for God is love. You got to think about that. That's what he is. He's love.
Yes.
Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. See, God loved us. And then he bestowed or put on us his kind of love. And that's what we want to have. We want to have that in our restoration. We want to be restored to that kind of love.
Yes. Hallelujah.
In 1 John 4:16, read that for me, Evangelist Sharon, if you be so kind, in John 4:16.
Okay.
And if you all really want to learn about love, read all of John, the gospel recorded by St. John, 1 John, 2 John. Let me tell you what, love was so powerful, the God kind of love is so powerful in the Gospel of St. John, it's not even acquainted with flesh. You know how the other Gospel writers, they talked about the genealogy of Jesus? They talk about the genealogies of Jesus. It's not like John. John talks about love, God's original. So he says, in the beginning, he don't give them a parent. He don't give them a lineage. He don't give them a family. John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And on down he says, and the Word became flesh. He birthed the Word through love. That's how Jesus got here, through love. It have nothing to do with flesh. So this love we're talking about have nothing to do with flesh, people. It's outside of your physical, you know. It's outside there. You find that for me, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, Pastor, I did find it, and that was 1 John 4:16.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
John 4:16. Yes. And in the King James it reads, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God is him." Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Everyone who confesses that Jesus is God's son participates continuously in an intimate relationship with God. We know it so well. We've embraced it heart and soul, this love that comes from God. Amen, amen.
Amen, yes. And we know and we believe. Not only do we know, we believe, we act on it. We're living in it. That God has, that's what he's given us, is this love. Why? Because that's what he is. God is love. When you get through slicing God up, all you're going to get from him is love.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And he wants us to be restored to this kind of love, this same kind. That's why when the Bible says that we're the children of God, he's talking about the children of love. And when you read this, that's what you're going to find out. God wants us to be just like him. Mm-hmm. Be love, the love kind of children. See, God is love. He that, not anybody, but he that dwelleth, in other words, live in love. You made your home in love. You set up residence in love.
Yeah.
See, everybody don't dwell in love. Some people dwell in the mind. Some people dwell with feelings. Listen, brother and sister, the highest kind of love that man can have is associated with the five senses. At the end of the day, I don't care when you get through slashing it, it's going to have something to do with the five senses, the flesh realm outside of the spiritual realm. And where we're at and what we're talking about, being restored to this kind of love, the kind of love that God has. And this kind of love he puts on us, he has bestowed upon us. So if a man say he loved God and hate his brother, God say he's a liar. See, this kind of love don't allow you to hate. As a matter of fact, if I can be real, real honest with you, this kind of love doesn't even allow you to dislike.
Amen.
Say that, Pastor.
Yeah, because the Bible says, for he that loveth not his brother, who have he seen now, how can you say you have the love of God in you? The Bible says, whoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, you're born of God, but you got to believe that. You got to act on that. Then once you get born, then you begin to live in that. And that's the requirement, brothers and sisters. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandment is not grievous. This is God's love, is that we obey his word to the T.
Yeah.
And if I must say, if you want to experience this love, because you won't be able to feel it, you won't be able feel it, but you'll be able to experience it. He that loveth like God loves. I'm just going to put it that way. And I'm going to give you all these other definitions when I began to share with you all. And then if y'all want to look up some of them, I can do that for you as well. But one of them is X-E-N-I-A. That's a divine love that goes along with agape. See, like you may have two, three different definitions for a word. When you're looking up words, you'll see all these different definitions. Some of them have two, three, maybe even four different words that support it to get you to see what it's talking about. So it is the word love in the Hebrew. See, in the Hebrew, they only have, but their last alphabet went to A to O, not like the English language. So they would have words that would spell out what they meant. And in the English, unfortunately, We have the same word love for everything. I love you like God loves you. I love you like, I love you like, like a sister. I love you like a brother. We have selfish love. We have love for the country. We have all these different kind of love. I read today, somebody sent me a text today. This is the truth, brothers and sisters. They said, I would love to talk to you. Boy, that just blew me away. Well, what kind of love you got that you want to talk to me? Why would you love to do that? See, so people use the word love. They just use it loosely to get your attention. They use this word love to try to get you to come to the human side of life so that you can feel what they feel. I ain't trying to feel love. The kind of love I'm trying to deal with had nothing to do with feelings. Nothing at all.
No.
Mm-hmm. It has to do with righteousness. It has to do with the things of God. We are children of God, meaning we are children of love. And the Bible says we are manifest. We're made known like this when you have this kind of love, the kind that you're born into God. God has put this thing on you. You get born again, that gives you the right to get for love to be bestowed upon you. See, that's how that works. But anyway, well, we'll definitely be getting into some of these other three different kind of love. Well, I gave you, that's five of them. Pastor gave you four. I just gave you one. I'm going to give you one more. Because let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. There is a love that's in existence that your mind cannot comprehend. I know that's big for some people because you probably want to challenge that. But there is a love that exists right now that your mind can't comprehend. Matter of fact, there's a peace that goes beyond your understanding. God has a peace here in this world right now. It goes beyond your understanding. There's a love, and the only way you're going to walk in this love, God has to put it on you, and then you have to be born into it. It's a process. But I promise you, there exists a love that your mind is about because your mind can't even deal with it. It's on a whole different dimension, and it goes beyond this physical stuff. See, we've been taught about physical love. We've been taught about the spiritual love because when you operate in the spiritual love, you dead. You dead.
All right.
You're part of the resurrection. It ain't about trying to please the flesh for nothing. For nothing.
Let me hold it up. Yeah.
You died. See, so the flesh died, and you became alive in Christ. And that's the love we're talking about. Once you become alive in Christ, and you're not giving the flesh no room to operate in your life, then you become a candidate for the love of God. Then you just became a candidate. All that other stuff we were dealing with has to do with the flesh. See? But anyway, And you know, a lot of modern philosophers, they like to just take this one word, love, and slap it on everything. You know, we're going to deal with it this week. If not this week, we're going to deal with it beginning Monday. But I promise you, you do not want to miss this. Anybody else have anything else they want to be thankful? And I'm so thankful for this. Now, I probably went a long way. But I'm thankful that Pastor shared those with you so that way we can get into the spiritual kind of love. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I'm excited. Anybody else?
Amen.
Anyone else? Anyone like to have any comments, period, about anything? This is the segment where we do where you need to say it today or You don't want to forget it, and you want to say it while it's on your mind, while it's fresh. Does anybody have anything they want to say, they want to add to, scripture they want to read?
Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. I love this topic. I think this topic is most important that we understand. You know, I mean, I often use the word genuine, meaning that all of what the word means or genuine meaning comes from the nucleus. And I think the kind of love that comes from God is the most important kind. So I love this topic. Praise the Lord. Can't get no more genuine than that.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through the Spirit, too. Speaking of genuine, you know, that's from the source itself. And that is definitely from
yes.
God. And the, only way you, and
yes.
the Bible says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if a person is not operating in the spirit and in truth, then mm-hmm. they can never understand or even get close to this genuine love that Evangelist Sharon made mention of. Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen, amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, brother, sister, the church is a long ways from loving like God say to love. We're so far, the body of Christ, because God expects us, who he have bestowed this love on, he expects us to love just like him. Not nothing shorter than that.
Amen.
Yeah, you don't even have the right to come short than that. The Bible says, and then people say, well, you know, I love my brother. Now, see, your brother's not based on the color of the skin. Your brother's not what church you attend. See, so when he talk about the brotherings, that's not what he's talking about. But let me tell you what. Out of all the secrecies in the world, there's a lot of secrets in the world that people don't know about. And I can go from the White House to the back house. I can go from Congress to the senators. There's all kind of secrets. Even in your society, there's all kind of secrets. And people hold to certain secrets. And the only way you can get these certain secrets, you got to go through certain things to acquire this secrecy from attorney. I don't know what college you attend, but in colleges, fraternity organization, Masons and Eastern Stars, people got a whole lot of secrets. A lot of it goes on. But I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, there is a love that you know nothing about until you have actually had this bestowed upon you. And until it's bestowed upon you, it may look like some other stuff. You may not even know. Be right there in your eyes, and you'll never know it. I watch people give signs to people right there in their face, and other people didn't know because it was never bestowed upon them. They don't have any clue of what just went on right there in the courthouse.
Yeah.
But God is love. And if you don't do nothing, just do a research on is. That's a fact. God is love. So he can't be anything else. I don't care whatever you deal with, he got to deal with it as love. You're a female. I don't care what you do, you got to deal with it as a female. I'm a male. You know, people say male perspective. Well, let me give you a female perspective. And they'll give a female perspective. That's a woman perspective. Because that's what she is. She's a female. So she's going to give her perspective because that's what she is. Just like I'm a man. I'm going to give a male perspective because that's who I am. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. Or that's who he is. Well, so it is with God. The Bible says God is love. So love have a perspective.
Because
love is God. Love is a person.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start seeing love in that light.
Yes, yes. Help us hold it down.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't want to get excited. I want to wait till next week and really But see, when the Bible talks about, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength, and this is the first commandment. Folks don't even want to do the first commandment. They ain't loving God with all their heart. They're afraid now. They're afraid. But, boy, I can cut that up real quick and show them they ain't loving God with all their heart, with all their mind.
Right.
And when you share this with most people, the first thing they're going to want to say, you're not either. But what they don't understand is that you're trying, and they are not.
Amen.
And the other thing they don't understand is that you're developing into the God kind of love. So you ask God to give you this. So when he puts, when he bestows his love on you, you're able to do this. You're able.
Yeah.
Only when God bestows this love on you are you able to love God, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy substance, and with all thy strength. The Bible said this is the first commandment. So, you see, that's an order right there.
Amen.
But that can't happen until your love is bestowed upon you. Hallelujah. Okay, anybody else? Because I want to get crunk. I'm trying to keep the cool here. But I'm not ashamed of this love. Because this love is God. And he shares it. He gives it to us. So you get born again, that makes you a candidate for this love I'm talking about. Anyone else? Okay. All right. Well, if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.